Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, President of the Jamaica Gymnastics Association, Nicole Grant Brown, weighs in on the performance of Jamaica's history-making gymnast, Tony Ann Williams, at the Olympic Games in Rio last Sunday. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. This past Sunday morning, most if not all televisions across the nation were fixed on the Olympic Games, waiting anxiously as Jamaica made its debut in the sport of gymnastics. Gymnast Tony Ann Williams was down to compete in the all-around event, which comprises the floor exercise, vault, uneven bars, and balance beam apparatus. At the end of it, Tony Ann finished 54th overall and was eliminated in the first round, despite strong showings in the floor and vault events. In spite of her finish, Tony Ann earned the admiration of Jamaicans far and wide. Chief among them is President of the Jamaica Gymnastics Association, Nicole Grant Brown.
In terms of her competing, she did very, very well, knowing that she had an injured knee that currently we're looking at it in terms of surgery. But she went out there, she wrapped it up, taped it up, and went out there and did the best that she could for us. We are very, very happy for that and proud that she was able to go out there, even though she was in a lot of pain, and did all that she could do. And she has definitely made us proud.
Mrs. Grant Brown says the association is proud of Tony Ann's achievements. The group has been working with the gymnast since 2010 to help her achieve her Olympic dream.
She decided to come to us. She has gotten an offer to compete for the U.S. on their junior Olympic team. She rejected that offer and stayed with us. So we are very happy that she made that sacrifice for us at an early age. And we are glad that we were able to journey with her and we are celebrating in her victory and in her dream.
Mrs. Grant Brown says the grit and determination Tony Ann displayed during the individual events has done a lot to establish Jamaica as a credible competitor in the sport. She expects increased interest in gymnastics among local girls going forward.
As to Jamaica, as to what this has done for Jamaica, it has definitely boosted the gymnastics in Jamaica. We have been working on Gymnastics Jamaica for the past 2.5 years and we have seen a lot of strides. We have made a lot of progress and this is just helping us to propel us a lot further now. We have seen where the kids are very elated and they now see someone they can actually emulate. She has been to Jamaica, she has worked with them. Her last visit was the first week in July where she was there for a whole week working with our kids. So we're very happy. She has really put out a lot and she has contributed a lot.
In the meantime, Tony Ann's mother, Merlene Hilton Williams, is as proud as any mother could be, having watched her daughter's Olympic dreams come true. Naturally, she would have loved for her daughter to progress further, but is confident there is much more in store for her.
I feel good. I think Tony Ann gave it her all. I feel happy as a mom, as a Jamaican. I feel that she represented us well, and there's always a next time, and we live to fight another day.
Mrs. Williams has received several compliments on her daughter's top-scoring floor routine, which finished with Usain Bolt's signature to the world pose.
Everybody loves that because they know how much she adores Usain. And I personally like that pose. I like that she do it. And at one point, Usain shouted out to her to let her know that he was in agreement that he liked that pose too.
Mrs. Williams is particularly thankful to the Jamaica Gymnastics Association, as well as the Jamaica Olympic Association, for the treatment and support her daughter has received so far.
It's been great and the reception has been good and the treatment was nice. And, you know, it's great just to know that Jamaica has had another sports tour hat and we'll hope for better results next time and keep it moving.
Mother of Tony Ann Williams, Jamaica's history-making gymnast, Merlene Hilton Williams. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.